the customers that purchase Salesforce often want to over-engineer the platform. Like, the power of Salesforce is there is so much customization, and you can really make it do whatever you want in your selling motion and your selling process. And one of the biggest mistakes, though, that I have seen is customers try to over-engineer that from the start, and then they never truly get started, or they put themselves in a big deficit in terms of tracking that ROI because they're trying to do too much from the beginning. And so I think that's a key area to focus on in the beginning, is just simplify, get started, and get moving in that process, and then start to build from there. I think the other really large mistake that I see is customers oftentimes try to replicate old sales processes in the mix, and they don't use it as an opportunity to look at their selling motion, say, where could this actually be improved because of this new technology and being able to leverage Salesforce in a more effective way, and actually modify our sales process in those same efforts. And so I think just lifting and shifting what you had before is never a recipe for success. And so I think it's so important to not only look at the technology, but look at the process when you're starting a new implementation with Salesforce. I think the last thing is, we would always, you know, kind of half joke with customers, but I think it's really true, when we were engaging in selling motions, that the technology is the easy part. The technology, you can fit and you can make it do whatever you need to. The hard part is the change management. How do you get all of those users to actually leverage the system, input data, so that as an executive and as a leadership team, you're getting those valuable insights back out of it? That's one of the hardest parts of a Salesforce implementation.